So what made you appoint this man as your new manager?
He blew us away in the interview process. We had a lot of applications, some very, very good ones, some experienced managers. But at the end of the day, we've done this for a long time now. I've had the honour of choosing six managers previously, and I went with my gut. He felt right, he felt good, he presented very well, and we're very excited to have him on board.
I know you're right across what fans are saying, etc., and you'll be aware that there are some fans who are saying another cheapskate appointment. What do you say to those people?
How much am I paying him?
You tell me.
You know what? He's making a very nice living, and it really isn't a cheap option. There's so many things here which we spend money on that the fans aren't aware of. If we wanted to cheapen out, we'd have a smaller budget. There's many things that we would do. It's not about money. If we felt it was the right guy and it's three times the money, we would pay it. And if it was half the money again, we'd pay it. It's about the right person. And we continuously back our managers in the January windows with loans, and we never cheapen out. We do whatever we can.
You were very brave with Lee Johnson. So is this that type of appointment? Do you see it as that type of appointment?
No, I don't think I was brave with Lee at all. As I said, it was a business decision. Lee came in and he was very good. We knew what we had there. And I felt it was the right decision. Yes, you never know, but you never know with any manager. Anybody could turn up here, experienced or inexperienced, next year, and you couldn't tell me what the results are going to be. Darren could come and win the first 10 games or lose the first 7 games. I have no idea, but I can tell you, I think he will be a very good manager for the club.
What's the reason for it being a 2-year contract?
As opposed to?
A longer one.
I think traditionally you go with the 2 years. I think we always have done halfway through or a few months into it. If we feel very happy with the situation, and Darren did, we'd extend it. And if we feel things aren't going quite the right way, then you know what happens in football. The average lifespan of a manager, as we know, is somewhere between 12 and 14 months anyway, so we've given him a long contract.
I asked the manager himself whether he thought he would have a budget, and we know historically, I'm assuming anyway from what you've told me, that you generally this club is sort of in the bottom half of the division finance-wise. That's not going to change, presumably, is it not?
No, well, it's harder these days because we have FFP, which is financial fair play, so we are restricted by the Football League, quite rightly, as to what we can spend. But we do our best. We are very creative, and we've always brought in a lot of good players here for the money. And I like to think that we punch above our weight.
What's your expectation now, next season?
I'd like the fans to get behind Darren, I really would. I think it's very important, it makes a big difference. He deserves every opportunity to be given a chance to settle in. It's not easy, it is a big job. He will feel the pressure because of the fact that he's not a well-known guy. But my expectations are that we'll be absolutely fine.
And just looking over here at the new stand, which is going up really well, presumably that's going to be open next season, is it?
It will be. We'll be open for the start of the season, and that's very exciting. I could not be happy with the way things are. A new stand, a new manager. We have a great hardcore of fans, and I love it here. I really do.